Let's talk about the notion of will and its relationship to harnessing emotion. It looked as if early in the game that the Cowboys were headed for another embarrassing defeat. And John Madden was talking about how this wasn't the same Bill Parcells without emotion. And yet it was as if he allowed his team to finally show some leadership itself. The Cowboys team was a different team that last three quarters. They took control of the game. And conversely, the Panthers didn't seem to have any emotion.
Well, it's not actually what I saw, Nick, was I saw three different teams out there in terms of the Panthers. As you said rightfully, in the first two touchdowns, you saw the perfect balance in terms of being up and emotional and so forth. Then you saw a long period of time when they kind of almost became lethargic about the whole thing. Then at the end, of course, they got emotional again because they realized they've got to get more intense, but I think they became too intense. You know, one of the things you have to think about, what's the purpose of generating emotion? And I think it's to create energy. But you have to have the right amount of energy, keeping that in balance. And there are a number of examples throughout that last 10 minutes where key players, veterans, really lost it in terms of fumbling, dropping balls. Keyshawn Johnson was a great example. He beat the Dallas cornerback, was headed for the end zone, and he dropped the ball. I mean, it's a ball that should never have been dropped. And even that interview afterwards, he said, I was just trying to score. I was thinking about trying to score and didn't look it all the way in.
They're trying too hard.
I was too intense. He even said, I was too intense. As a result of that, I focused on the wrong thing.
Len Dawson, what does this Cowboys win last night mean? To me, it means their season is still full of hope for the playoffs.
I think so, and I think, when Parcells made the switch at quarterbacking position, he came under a lot of fire. There are some that thought it was a good idea, but there's also a lot of other people who didn't think it was a very good idea, putting Romo in there as a starting quarterback. And so what it's going to do for the team, it's going to justify Parcells' move to switching quarterbacks, because you're judged on success, I think, as a football player. You know, what can this guy do? Potential? Yeah, he's got potential, but can he transfer that onto the playing field and accomplish something out there? So I think that Dallas got a good defense. They've had a good defense for the last couple of years. It's been the offense that's been the problem. And one of the big problems was protecting the quarterback, as I said before. Bledsoe's not the type of guy that can get out of too many people's way once they put the heat on him. So for the Cowboys, what it tells them, they can still get to the playoffs.